Free.
Hello, Saman.
Hello, Michela. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm working from home, so I don't have this awesome Yoast feedback, but I have my awesome Yoast t-shirt, so
I see.
I'm good.
That's awesome. I love it. It's good to see you as always.
Thank you. How was your weekend? I know you were off yesterday in the States, so did you have a fun weekend?
I did. So Naisha Green is here visiting me for a few days. And
Nice.
yesterday, well, Sunday, we went to that Mo the Montezuma Wildlife Refuge where I take all those bird pictures and everything.
Yes.
And I was giving her some instruction on how to use the camera and things like that. And she got some really good photos, which I think she'll be sharing out eventually. And then yesterday we went to Niagara Falls. She brought her passport so that we could go over into Canada. There's a new In the last year or two, the old power plant at Niagara, they have an elevator that takes you down to the main tunnel that they used to
Wow.
use to get through, because it's all these like water turbines and things, right, that used to power like Nikola Tesla's Tesla City and things like that. And it's 280 feet down in this elevator, and then it's 2,200 feet walk through this tunnel. And
Wow.
it was very cold. It was 62. It's like year round, it's 60 degrees in the tunnel, it says. And I was on my scooter, of course. Poor Nyasha was walking the whole thing. But when you get towards the end and like you start to see the light at the end of the tunnel, literally, and you walk outside and you're at the water level of the base of the falls, and you look up, and there are the Horseshoe Falls right there beside you. I mean, you can't reach out and touch them, a little bit further than that. But like the Maid of the Mist boat is like there in the water. And it was truly an awe-inspiring experience. I did post some pictures of it on Twitter last night. So if anybody is interested, they can certainly go and look at that. But it was really fun. We're having a lot of fun. She goes home tomorrow, so we can't do everything we
Nice.
want to do in 3 days. But tonight we get garbage plates for dinner. It's a Rochester delicacy. You must Google it if you don't know what it is. It is basically a heart attack on a plate, but it is such good food.
That's nice. That's good. I'm really happy that she's visiting you, and I hope it was 30 days instead of 3 days. But
I
yeah,
know,
like.
exactly. But we're having a lot of fun together. And
Yeah.
yeah, it's just been great. It's been great. How was your weekend? I know you had a little bit of oral surgery, so you sound good.
I'm good. I'm good. Like, yeah, my weekend was funny. Like, was fun. My husband, he's into running, and I want to cheer him up. I don't like running, even running for my life. I will not do that. I will walk for my life. And I was proud of him, and he finished 11. I don't know how. Kilometer. I don't know how I can change the mil 11 kilometers in 1 hour. So I was proud
Wow.
of him. So yeah, he's really doing well. And of course, we had fun. We went for eat, and we watched a couple of movies and things.
Nice.
It's nice having him around. So yeah, it was
Good.
relaxing, chill weekend. Yeah.
I love that. Well, you sent over to me an article that is about Harrison Butker. I keep calling his name wrong. I keep saying Butkus, who is a was a another football coach, was Dick Butkus. So I have the name messed up in my head. But
Yeah.
Harrison Butker, you sent me a BBC.com article,
Yeah.
and this guy, if people haven't heard, made a graduation speech recently at a Catholic university. He is himself a professed Catholic, and he basically told everyone in the room, but addressed the women specifically, that even though that they've been sold a di like what did he say, diabolical lies their whole life.
Yes. Yeah. He said that. It came literally out of his mouth. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to find exactly where it says like his actual speech on here. Sorry, as I'm like scrolling
Yeah.
really rapidly because I just read the whole thing and then I'm like looking for the right spot. But
Yeah.
he told people that telling female graduates that one of their most important roles in life will be homemaker. And that his wife's didn't even come into understanding her life had truly started, here it is, He said, "Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world." Then added that his wife's life had truly started when she began living her vocation as a wife and as a mother. And that Isabel, his wife, had embraced one of the most important titles of all, homemaker. He also, just to get it out there, he also criticized abortion,
Yes.
LGBT pride, and said, where did it go? Oh, he attacked IVF, surrogacy, degenerate cultural values and gender ideologies, and the tyranny of diversity, equity, and inclusion, which of course is what we talk about here.
Yeah.
When I tell you, when I first saw that, I thought truly this was like a parody, or this was like, it was not. It was this man actually saying those things to women who had worked very hard to achieve their goals of getting a degree, not in homemaking, but in whatever their chosen vocation is. Now, as feminists, I'll say this and then I'm going to let you talk too, I promise. But as a feminist, I will absolutely 100% defend his wife's right to choose to be a homemaker, call that her vocation, and put all of her energy into creating a home and family. If that is her choice, a true feminist says, "I am so happy you get to make that choice." So I just wanted to put that out there. I do not put down women who choose to be stay-at-home wives and mothers. That is absolutely their prerogative. But their decision should not tell the rest of us that that's what we have to do. So you sent this article. What are your thoughts?
Okay, first, also as a feminist, I believe we should respect, I totally agree 100% with you. We should respect each other's choice. If you want to work, if you want to have kids, if you don't want to have kids, if you want to have your own business, fully agree. But it's not allowed for men or for any other gender just to put you in that category that this is what you're going to do. You're not allowed to do anything. Going back to this amazing, I don't want to say, I'm going to choose amazing, but he's not because I cannot say any other thing. His comments were sexist, I think. They were
Absolutely.
homophobic, anti-trans, anti-abortion, and racist.
Yes.
These dehumanizing remarks against LGBTQ plus individuals, attacks on abortion rights, and racial discrimination, like, it was so crazy. And also he undermined human rights because me as a human being, I can do whatever I want to be do. It was so crazy. And one sentence he said it pushed my buttons when he said about the LGBTQ plus group, Deadly Sin, sort of bright that last a month dedicated to it. It was really crazy. And when he was talking about for women that you're excited to get married, but not all of us want to get married, not all of us want to have kids. And that's totally okay. And when he was talking about the IVF and surrogacy, for me, I was really pissed off because there's a lot of amazing couple that have issues, and not because they have issues, then we're gonna shame them if they have IVF or surrogacy or even do adoption. Like, and when he was attacking abortion, and it's really women's rights to do it. Sometimes it can be it can physically you're not able to it, or some women they don't want to be mothers, so they give birth to a child and they put the poor child in adoption, which is totally her decision. I respect it. But if she has an option to do abortion, then we're not gonna reach this moment. This moment. Yeah, I don't know. He pissed me off. He just me, I was watching his speech and I was reading the article. It's so crazy. And more crazy that I think he doesn't understand that when he says something in publicly, especially those people like the famous people, the footballers, the sport people, the singers, anyone who has many followers in social media, that what they say can be fragmented and last with them forever. And for me, I also shocked was from his team that they didn't react And they said what he said was personal. And I was reading another article, nearly 160,000 people in Kansas just has signed a petition for him to get fired because he's a crazy. I'm really passionate about it. I don't have a blacklist, but now I add him to my blacklist as a human being. It's like, you don't worth it, at all.
What's interesting is in the article that you sent, we'll put this a link to this article in the show notes if people are interested in reading it for themselves. But Stephanie Hills, a former NFL cheerleader for the Chiefs, his team, actually said on TikTok, the best part of your speech was when you said stay in your lane over 10 times. Bro, take your own advice.
Well, yeah,
So
that's good.
I'm gonna have to start following Stephanie Hills because, like, girlfriend, good for you. But and then, like, okay, and then Whoopi Goldberg on The View is like, she's a liberal, right? According to this article, anyway. She said these are his beliefs, and he's welcome to them. I don't have to believe them, right? I don't have to accept them. And then, like, another person, Patrick Mahomes, also from that team, said, honestly, I don't talk to him all year long. I let him do his thing. So, silence or like let him have his thoughts or whatever, that's actually, to me, like acquiescence in a way, right? So, yes, absolutely, have your thoughts. But he didn't just have his thoughts, he brought his thoughts to a public forum and imposed them on everybody in that room. And because everybody in that room has video and cameras on their phones and everything, it brought it to the greater, like, out to all of us, right? So now we've all been exposed to his thoughts. Now you could say the same thing about me, right? I'm sitting here on a podcast, I'm putting things out publicly. I'm not forcing anybody in a room to sit and listen to this. Nobody has to listen to our podcast that doesn't want to, doesn't believe in what we have to say, any of that. So while I do believe that people are allowed to be wrong, because I do think he's wrong, he didn't just have thoughts. He shared them as a celebrity with a following in a very public forum, which is very different than, so for Whoopi Goldberg to say, hey, he's allowed to do that. Yeah, he's absolutely allowed to have his thoughts. He isn't allowed to force them on other people. And I think that that's where he's crossed the line there. And it also, like, you and I are both on TikTok. I mentioned TikTok at least once every episode. The whole, like, asking a woman if she was alone in the woods, would she rather encounter a man she didn't know or a bear?
Yes.
Let me tell you, knowing that there's a million butkers out there, that sounded funny to say, I will take the freaking bear every single time. And here's the reason why. Bears are predictable, right?
Yeah.
You can also spoof, as long as you aren't encroaching on their territory, they don't want to encounter you, right? Unless they are super hungry. And I mean, yes, bears attack. 100%, I agree, bears attack. But the majority of the time, a bear is going to hear a person and they're scramming. Men are unpredictable. And yes,
Absolutely right.
before they all say
Absolutely
it,
right.
before we get the comments, not all men. Yes, we know not all men. But the strange man in the woods, we don't know.
And for me, I totally agree with you. I will take a bear anytime. I'll take even lion. I will take anything. Like it will be easier because sometimes, like I don't know, I have I sometimes I like to read some story or listen to a podcast about criminals and things like that. Sometimes. Like you're shocked how a normal human being can think about, of course, I don't believe they're normal. And men, like, they are the harasser. Like, hardly ever there will women rape a kid or something, but men have majority. All not all of men, as you said, there are a lot of good men around the world. But the thing is, yes, I totally agree, he has the right to say his opinion. But I'm not okay for him saying it because he has this platform, and instead of using it, the platform to encourage people to ask women to be to do whatever they want to do,
Right.
talk about Rutgers, maybe like talking about maybe the high bills of health insurance in the States, talking about maybe, I don't know, the more less racism or against you, your race, when you're there's million things to talk about, and use his voice to talk about, and not going to attack LGBTQ plus or attack abortion or IVF, and just go stay at home and you're excited to get married and having kids. I totally disagree that it's okay to say that things. No,
Yeah,
you
I
should be held accountable.
yes, absolutely. When you have a public platform like that and you use it against people, it should not be allowed. There should be sanctions for that. And the NFL should have sanctions for that. They should. Because and even though like his team's like, well, that was on his personal time. No. He still represents the team. He is still a member on the team. And he only has that stage that day because of his position on that team, not because he has anything else going on in his world. And there's been a lot of comparison too. Colin, I've heard his name pronounced so many different ways, but Colin Kaepernick or Kaepernick. It's funny because when you go and you look him up now, it says that his title is civil rights activist. He was a football player and he played for, I'm looking it up here, for the San Francisco 49ers. And he, during Black Lives Matter, like the height of it, like Black Lives still matter, don't get me wrong, it's not over, right? But during the height of it, after George Floyd stuff, and maybe even a little bit before, actually, I think it was before too, he protested having to stand for the national anthem because the national anthem represents a country that doesn't value all lives, right? So all these all lives matter people, they don't actually value all lives. We know that. We've talked about that before on this podcast, not necessarily with you, but yes, in general. He literally lost his job as a player on the 49ers because he would take a knee instead of standing for the national anthem. There is no legal requirement that a person in the United States has to stand for our national anthem. There's no legal requirement that if people are saying the Pledge of Allegiance, you have to stand, put your hand over your heart, and say the national anthem or say the Pledge of Allegiance. We have in this country our First Amendment right is the right of freedom to speech, of speech. But we are not, the right to freedom of speech is a governmental thing. So I can speak out against my government. I can speak out against anything I want to, and I have the right to do that. But the right to freedom of speech does not mean you don't have consequences outside of the government. The government cannot, they cannot put me in jail because I said I didn't like Donald Trump when he was president, right? Like, if I were to make threats against the presidency, absolutely, that's different. That's not free speech. That is intent for criminal activity. So people get all of these things mixed up. And I know it's different all parts of the world, but this guy is in the United States, so that's why I'm talking about it in particular. But the thing is that people are like, I can say whatever I want. I have free speech. They can't fire me because I no, you don't work for the government, sir. They absolutely can fire you. They can fire you because you are doing something against the rules. Like, and when people say like, this restaurant can't kick me out, it's a public place. No, it's a private establishment that serves the public, and it's their right to remove people that they don't want in their establishment. Like, that's how free speech works. You are not free from the consequences of the words that you put out into the world. Colin Kaepernick was not free of the consequences of his right to protest. He lost his job. I agree with what he did, and I'm glad that he's got this this title now of civil rights activist. He should not have lost his job for what he did. Because he was just saying, until all lives matter, I'm not gonna stand for the national anthem. He never came out and just slammed all of these people like Butker did. So Butker is also sh not free from the consequences of the things he says, which is why we're talking about him today, because we can, right?
Yes, definitely. For me, since like one small information is I love Formula One, and there is one driver I'm obsessed with him because after he did with the Black Lives Matters, he's from he's a British, His name is Lewis Hamilton. And what he did in, to support, he kneeled on one knee before the race. And most of the player did that to them. He bring awareness campaign to a majority of European people who not following what happened in the States. And people start reading more about why you should not paint yourself black and what people of color are been suffering in the States. And that is amazing. So he used his platform to educate a lot of people about what are people doing in another continent. Why this person, he just bring us back to 400, 500 years ago. So yeah.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. But as I was telling you before this episode, the patriarchy still exists, right? Like, you know that.
Definitely.
I mean, I wasn't teaching it to you. I was just commenting about it. You know, just as I do, the patriarchy still exists. And like the whole like down with the patriarchy and whatever. As feminist, I want equality. I am not looking for women to dominate men, to take their jobs. I want equality,
Yeah.
right? That's what it's about. And I was sharing with you some DMs. Ellie and I have had episodes before of the way that these creeps slide into my DMs, right? And a lot of the time it's just scammers, like, oh, you're so beautiful, blah, blah, blah. And it's sometimes on platforms where they don't even have a picture of me. And I don't even have my name. Like, I used to get that on like Words with Friends app. Like, there's you don't know anything except user number XY757 or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm so beautiful. How do you know? Like, how do you know? Right? Like those kinds of things. But I am pretty non-discriminatory when it comes to accepting friend requests on Facebook. And so if I have mutual friends with you, I'm probably going to go, okay, sure, no problem. But then I get those things where people like kind of take advantage and try to come into my DMs for things. And I'm going to read the one I read to you, define it prior to us recording. So in a on April 1st, I get I had connected with somebody, I get a thumbs up from this guy. And at 11:32 in the morning, which I'm sure I was in a meeting or something, I got a missed audio call from him. Now, first of all, if I don't really know you, don't call me. Just like message me, right? I didn't answer it. And he says, how are you doing? And like later that day, I said, I'm fine. And then like at 3:30 in the morning on April 4th, he says, hi. I was asleep. So at 7 in the morning, I'm like, hey. He says, how are you? I'm like, oh, I'm okay, thanks. April 15th, 2:13 a.m., I get a missed video call from him. Now, I was awake. But I'm not answering a video call from somebody I don't know for sure. And I said, don't call me on here. And he says, why? I said, I don't know you, and especially not at 2 a.m. He's like, but you're my friend. And I said, don't call me, period. Like, let's be real honest here, folks. Just because you friend somebody on Facebook does not make them your friend. It just means you're
Actually, true.
connected. It's a connection, right? At 5:48 this morning, the man tries to video call me again. Now, I was awake because I wasn't feeling great this morning. And I was just like, what the heck? So I took a screenshot of literally two messages before where I said, don't call me. And I sent it to him. And I said, remember when I said, don't call me? It's right there. He says, okay, are you busy? I said, it's not even 6 a.m. What do you want? Oh, of course, I'm putting inflection, right? Like it's just words. And he says, I want to talk to you. I said, about what? I'm Shawan. I'm from Bangladesh. I said, okay, what do you want to talk about? I'm a freelancer. I'm digital marketer and WordPress developer. I said, so what did you want to talk about? Like he's saying he wants to talk about stuff. I can see all of that in your profile, dude. He says, are you angry with me? I said, I just want to know what you want to talk about. You keep saying you want to talk. I need some projects I want to talk to you about. So there it is, right? People are constantly asking me for work. We know that. That's fine. I said, I don't have any projects for you. He gives me the crying emoji. So I give him the get real emoji. And I said, by the way, I would never hire somebody who disregards my boundaries. And he responds with the angry emoji. And I said, okay, bye. I'm going to block you now. And I waited till I know that he saw that before I blocked him, because it was a little bit of petty in me to make sure I knew he saw it before I blocked him. And that was the end of that conversation. But just last week, I had a message from some guy who owns a media somewhere. 40, or this is the thing, right? If you are coming to me and telling me that you can get me millions of followers on Twitter, by the way, I have over 17,000 followers. I'm happy with that. Like, I don't need millions of followers. But this guy has 42 followers and he's trying to tell me how he can help me with social media. And he's this really long thing with 10 things he can help me with social media management, content creation, blah, blah, blah. And I'm always polite because I don't want people screenshotting my stuff I'm putting out there. But if you're going to cross boundaries, I'm going to start to cross boundaries with you, like the last guy. And I said, thank you, but I prefer to manage my own accounts. He says, okay, with three thumbs up. And then he says, but I think you may have many endeavor. As a social media marketer, I can be of help. I work for you for free to see how my agency can assist you. I said, no, thank you. And then he comes back with, okay, I actually see myself working for you. So who knows what the future may hold. And that felt creepy. That felt like the true crime stuff you were talking about. Like, that's the kind of thing that leads to, I see myself working for you, and you're going to end up in my freezer. Like, okay, now I took it a step too
Yes.
far. Maybe a step too far there. But that's the patriarchal stuff that I'm talking about. I absolutely have had women ask me for jobs, 100%. But for every 100 men that have asked me for a job or to work for me or whatever, one woman, maybe two. Like, I literally have had, I can count on one hand the times that women slide into my DMs begging for work, as opposed to all these men that are going to help me and do better. Okay, first of all, dude, I have like, I'm encroaching 18,000 followers on Twitter. You have 42 followers. Who do you think understands social media better? Hint, it's not you, dude. And I'm not the be all end all, because there's a lot of people that look at me and go, oh my gosh, 17,000, that's a lot. And there are people that look at me and like, oh, that's cute. Like, it's all ir it's irrelevant. Who cares, right? But like, you don't slide into somebody's DMs. Like, there was a person once who friended me or followed me on Twitter, and she had put as her bio that she was a social media, I don't remember if she used the word expert or guru or something like that. And I was like, she had 9 followers. I'm like, maybe don't put that in your profile till you grow a little. Anyway, I'm completely off the path here, but back to the point of patriarchy and feminism and all of those things. When a woman says no, the answer is no. When a woman sets boundaries and says, don't call me, don't call her. These are the reasons we choose the bear. It's the Butkers in the world. It's the Shawans of the world. It's the whoever this was, Vibe Wave Media on Twitter. These are the people that make us choose the bear. Like, if I get mauled by a bear, do you know what nobody says? Well, what was she wearing? Maybe she was asking for it. Nobody's like, well, did she have salmon in her pockets? Like, that was Naisha said that part. It's like, oh, that's a good one. I'm gonna use that. But like, none of those things are things that people come to us and like, nobody ever says. They might say, oh my gosh, you wandered into a place you shouldn't have wandered into, but nobody's like, oh, I bet you were asking for it. Oh, had you been drinking? Like, all of those things that we hear as women, right? I will choose the bear over the Butkers. I will choose the bear over the Shawans. I will choose the bear over the Vibe Wave Media, because I am done with having to defend myself as a woman to these people.
Yeah, people, they should respect boundaries more and more. Like, yeah, as you said, I totally understand it. No, is no, like, of course, I get a couple of times like, we're DM me, you're nice, you reply, I don't reply. Or someone asks you, look beautiful. Yeah, I use concealer and then I just like immediately block them. Or someone said, like, oh, would you like to chat? No, and I block. I found sometimes, how can I say, it's so crazy. It's like, how I want to know what's going on in the brain when people do that, and setting boundaries. People also, if you're just, I know you're a very strong woman, but when we say no as a strong woman, then we just start people calling us different name, and that sometimes also cause another issue that you have to explain yourself. But setting boundaries is important, but the most important of that is people respecting it. And I don't know, sometimes they think if you said no that you're hard playing hard to get, or that they want to go more and more just for you. And I found that is so annoying. When I say no and somebody's just keep going, for me, I'm gonna be more stubborn. No is a no. That's happening. Something with work, something my personal life, something anyway, no is a no. But you need, how can I say, where I grow up, I was not like this in my 18s, 20s. We know my culture will have to say yes and be nice. No, it's not allowed to say it. But I can say I'm proud of myself that in the 15 years, I can set boundaries and I say no, no is a no. Yeah.
I'm proud of you
No.
too. And I
Thank
grew up in a time when women didn't say no. Like, so I'm
you.
older, and I think that, like my daughter didn't grow up like, and I've mentioned this before, like my guidance counselor, I graduated in the top 25 students out of over 300 students in my class. And my guidance counselor told me I should stay be a stay-at-home mom. I should work on finding a husband, not going to college. I have 2 degrees. I have all but dissertation out of doctorate. Like, F her, quite honestly, right? Like, but nobody told my daughter that she couldn't do
Yeah.
those things, right? She's 32 years old now. And I definitely never told her she couldn't do those things, right? Because I have always encouraged her. But I come from a time frame, like you come from a culture, I come from a time frame where women were supposed to be subservient to men, and we were supposed to say yes, sir, no, sir, and we were supposed to be secretaries and nurses and teachers. And if we didn't do one of those things, we were supposed to be stay-at-home moms. Or if we were a secretary, nurse, or teacher, we were also still supposed to take care of the house and the children and all of those things. I remember my mother being stressed out some days if we weren't going to get home in time to have dinner on the table for my father at 5:30 when he got home, because he walked through that door and he expected to sit down and eat dinner. And as my mother like grew in that, because she was 18 when she married my dad. As she grew over that relationship, they were married 13 years, she developed an F you, Phil kind of attitude over time. And she's like, make your own damn dinner. Like, he came home one day. This, I know we're way off topic here. He came home, and he was so angry that his shirts hadn't been ironed, that the laundry hadn't been done. She had 3 kids to raise. We had a big dog. We had a huge house, big old farmhouse up in Massachusetts. So there was a lot to take care of. He came home and he was like, my shirts haven't even been ironed. The next day, this is my mother. This is where I get my snarky side. If you've ever been curious, my mother spent the whole morning ironing every single one of his shirts, hung them in the closet, and then put a big old sign in front that said, "How do I love thee? Let me count your shirts." So yeah, I come by it honestly, but those are the things that we have to overcome. I have to overcome the culture of my youth. You had to overcome the culture that you like. I overcame a time period. You have overcome a culture. Like, those are things that, and I am proud of us both as women, that we can talk on a podcast today about setting boundaries and about like F the patriarchy. So I'm gonna leave it there.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know if someone listening to us, and I hope to go back. My mother told me that I can do whatever I want when I was a little girl, and thanks to her, she was coming from a different time in our culture. She was amazing. The thing is that when you tell someone this is your limitation, then sadly that they convince themselves that this is my limitation in life. I cannot go more. There's a lot of amazing women around the world who are give a lot for science, give a lot for humanity. I'm not gonna mention names because I know I need to mention to stay for 2 hours talking about all of their names because there's a lot. But all of those women, without them, there's a lot of things we could not have now in our daily life and in here. And Mr. Butker. I hope pronounce his name is like Mr.
Like a 12-year-old
Butker.
laughing at his name now. That's just so silly. But
He
yes.
should go back and live in the 12th century or in the 15th century because there he belongs there. He wants to, and yeah, I think he has 2 kids. I don't know if they're girls or boys. I don't know,
I
but
don't know either.
I hope they're not girls. I hope they are boys. Otherwise, the poor girls will be traumatized. Instead of empowering your wife, empowering your women around you in your life, because now he's making money, let's say, and he has a good career. But force majeure can happen in life, can happen to any man who's responsible or he's the breadwinner. And then if let's say, I hope not for him or for anyone, the man died, then the wife is stuck with the kids and no career, no job to support herself and support the kids. Let's say this is the worst scenario. Like, I'm not going to say about It's good. You'll feel good about yourself. Your kids will grow to be different from seeing my mom is working at home on my dad, who is he's bringing everything for us. But yeah, he should. Oh my God, I remember when I first saw read the article, and then I was seeing in TikTok, and I love TikTok, and see people reacting to him. I was laughing, and people are really commenting really in Twitter, like on him. And but yeah, but. We should not listen to him. We talked about him, and how can I say his what he say, what he's said, and what he's going to do is going to go to the history garbage because it's not gonna worth it. Nobody gonna listen to him. And yeah, and I really wish that he has boys. He doesn't have girls because I'm now thinking about the poor girls. How are they gonna grow up since they're 5 years old? You're going to wear pink, high heels, and you're gonna get married. This is, I think, what he's teaching them.
Although I'd almost rather he had girls than boys because he's just going to perpetuate that for the next generation if he raises men just like him. So, bottom line, he shouldn't have children, but he does. So, I don't know.
I don't want to sound awful too. Some people should not have kids, but anyway.
Yeah, there we are. There you have it. But yeah, so sir, you can have your thoughts, but we do not have to. Not only do we not have to agree with what you have to say, we can cancel you. There's, like you said, petition to remove him from his team. There are all of these things. But I at least this is my final conversation about him because I am removing him from my life going forward. He's not worth the time. He was worth the time to talk about empowering women. Not to talk about him in particular. Although you did make a comment before we started recording that he has a foot. Like he has a foot and he can kick. Man, I had aspire to so much more in my life than kicking a ball.
Same here. Yeah, he just kicked the ball. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
That was all. Anyway. All right. Well, I think I've kicked this topic enough. So.
We put him in the pan a lot. I don't know. We have in Arabic, we say when you talk about someone, you put him in a hot pan and you just grill him, grill him. Now we grill him, we're
We'll grill
throwing
them.
him. We don't want to grill him anymore. So.
Yeah, we're not. When that's not a meal we're gonna eat, that's the meal that just goes to the swine or down the disposal.
Yeah, I prefer the bear. I prefer the
I'll take the bear.
bear.
Anyway, all right. We'll see everybody next week on Underrepresented in Tech, where we'll talk about interesting topics yet again. Thank you, Samal. We'll see you later.
Thank you, Michelle. I'll see you. Bye. Bye.
Bye.